I always like talking with musos, and today's no different. Adrian Wynne is from Ngāti Hauwa, Ngā Ruahine Tātiawa, and he's from a collective called Shivers, who are based in the capital. They blend our kaupapa and identity and lived experience into their sound, and today we're going to share some of their music, but let's find out a little bit more about the Lopu, and indeed about Adrian Wynne. Hey Adrian, tēnā koe, ko Dale, tēnā, thanks for joining us on Radio Wātea, my friend, tēnā koe.
Oh, kia ora. Thanks for having me.
It's good to catch up with you. What connections have you three bros got musically, Adrian?
Say that again, sorry.
What connections do you three brothers have, Adrian?
Between us?
Yeah.
It's been a few years. Timmy and I, we started, we were actually in another band maybe 5 years ago. And then we kind of moved from that project and then eventually into Shivers. And then lately Josh has actually come into the collective, which has been awesome. So, yeah, cool to have another Māori boy in there.
Yeah, for sure. Ready is one of the Waiata. I think we've got that one. We'll play it after our conversation. Themes of healing.
That one's out tomorrow, so yeah.
So that one's out tomorrow. Well, we'll look forward to supporting you. We love supporting our kaiwaiata Māori, Adrian. Tell us about the themes that you, as songwriters, weave into your work.
Timmy's actually the vocalist, so all the kupu is actually really from him. We always try and help out, but a lot of it is, it's always quite introspective, and it's always about... we always try and find bigger themes, like this one, for example. It was actually written from, to boil it down, it's basically about healing. It was actually started from an incident for him where he had a major head injury, and then basically he thought he was kind of really not going to be back to normal ever again. So it was quite a major thing for him. And so a lot of the lyrics for this one is all about that journey. So it's anxiety, not feeling like you're ever going to be yourself again, but basically getting to a point where you want to change and then you can kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel and then basically bringing yourself out of that. So a lot of our music is based on those kind of messages. So it's pretty much about healing and, kind of wanting to build yourself back up again.
Been getting some beautiful sounds out of... the capital. I see that you're involved too at Hutt Valley High as well, or have been. When we think of Wellington, think of Trinity Roots and Black Seeds and Fat Freddy's Drop. So there's always been this lovely dub culture and drum and bass culture in the capital. How would you describe the sound of Shivers? What sort of musical... theme or do you guys celebrate?
We're hugely inspired by all those bands and the Wellington collective in general, especially for myself. Originally when I first started playing music, I was a rock musician heavily. I was hugely inspired with guitar from one of my cousins, actually, funny enough. But because I'm from Taranaki, once I moved to Wellington and got involved in the scene and saw those bands coming up, I completely changed. And even now, I'm still hugely inspired by that. And in our sound, we have all of that in there. So this track tomorrow, it's a roots reggae dub track, which we did with Tiki Tane, actually, which is an amazing experience to have him on board. It originally kind of sounded like Fat Freddy's, to be honest. That's kind of how I had it in my head. So it was done with that electronic kind of vibe. We had horns. It's all that kind of thing. But with some of our other songs, we've got soul music in there, obviously reggae, drum and bass. So, yeah, massively that Wellington sound, I think, is what we are.
I've crisscrossed paths with Tiki and different things over the years. I watched him working the desk one night for Shapeshifter at Spark Arena. He was like an octopus, mate.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
So talented. Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah.
Good one. You're a multi-instrumentalist. What do you morph between? What sorts of instruments do you play on Shivers tracks, Adrian?
Predominantly, I'm a guitar player. That was my number one. But over the years, just because I just love playing music and I coach bands at school and all that kind of thing, I teach bass as well. So on this track in particular, I played guitar, I played bass, I played alto saxophone. I played all the keys. So I did Rhodes piano, Hammond organ. But I also play drums and sing and do bits and bobs of like kind of everything. In the end of the day, I just want to make music. It doesn't really matter what the outlet is. Like, I'll play bongos or whatever. It doesn't really faze me. But I just want to create good music. So obviously you want to build up any skills you can help towards that.
It sounds like you've got some vintage gear as well, with a Rhodes piano and a Hammond organ. I mean, give us are these very.
I can't say that's mine personally. That was all at the surgery, which Lee Pregel put together. So he actually built that studio for Trinity Roots. Okay. That's where it started. And all that gear is in there.
Wow. Yeah. The Rhodes, we're talking 30 years now, aren't we? Or something like that. And the Hammond organ.
It's kind of like a 70s thing. Yeah. It's very much that kind of vibe. But you'll hear it in like tons of music, even a lot of modern pop music. It's just got a vibe about it, like, you can't really describe.
Tēnā koe. Did you play in the Ratana Brass Band?
No, that's more Wanganui. But I grew up there. Like, a lot of my whānau is actually from there. So I remember on Sunday mornings, we'd always hear them going around. And a lot of my cousins and that were in their band. I performed up there quite a few times, actually, when I was studying at Whitsida, because one of my old tutors, he grew up there. So we'd always go back there and play. So I wasn't in that brass band, but I do have tai te ratana. So all my kingi whānau are all from there.
Well, it's been wonderful meeting you. I'm sorry it's so brief, our conversation today. The new single is out tomorrow. It's called Ready. We'll play that when it's available to us. But Adrian, could we have another yarn? Because we just on our website wrote some articles about the Ratana Brass Band and just how familiar it is in Māori settings and have been over the years. But the talents coming out of Taranaki, South Taranaki in particular, are pretty remarkable. And, of course, Ruia used to be a broadcaster alongside us here at Wātea and Rania. And, I'm an old colleague of Marka Fatt from back in the Aotearoa radio days yesteryear as well. So, notable personalities, and I'm pleased that you and the brothers out of Shivers are celebrating this cool sound out of the capital. Nice meeting you, Adrian. Thanks very much. Can you tell us about
nice
this song?
And just to swing back to that, sorry. Ruia is the brother of my old tutor.
Kia ora. Rania.
Yeah, so.
Fantastic. Yep, they're good dudes, man. Good dudes. Tell us about this track that's playing in the background, please, Adrian.
Okay, so it's a roots reggae dub track. Like we said, the kupu, the words message is meaning like is healing. It's a feel-good track, so it's one of those things you can just groove to. It can be, kind of played in the background, or if you want to search it a little bit deeper, it's definitely got some meaning behind it. But we're super proud of this one, so check it out, whānau.
And really wonderful having a kōrero with you. Thanks, Adrian. Look forward to another chat soon, man. Ngā mihi.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Adrian Wynn, Ngāti Hauwa, Ruahine Tateawa.